you took a bath. I don't remember you last time you ate anything that didn't come out of some fried, you know, carton of whatever. Maybe you lost who you came with. Maybe you know where your car is. Maybe you know where your tent is. Maybe you don't know. You don't know. I understand that. But I'm not sure you're listening completely to my little story. It's an old story, it's true. But as long as you're here, you might as well lend an ear. I was saying how good things used to be with me and my baby. I'm speaking in the romantic sense. Used to be, he'd come home, I'd been waiting for him. Wearing a little bit of negligee, little cocktail in one hand, nice big spliff in the other. We'd have ourselves a relaxing evening at home. I don't know, ladies. Are there any women in the audience, or is this like an all-men kind of thing here? All right, then. Maybe you all understand what I say when I say that I know what it feels like to be made love to by a man who truly and deeply respects and loves me. Looks into my eyes, holds me in his arms, tenderly, and then a little bit roughly, and then a little bit tenderly again, and then a bit roughly again. And this can go on back and forth and back and forth for hours and hours and hours. And I mean, do you know what I'm saying? I know there's children out there, I'm not gonna get graphic with this. Say that once you've had that in your life, you know how it feels when it's gone. It's like the sun was shining on you and all of a sudden it's midnight. You're lost in the darkness. You don't know what to do. And that's how I felt when I could see that my man was looking at me and looking right through me. He was holding me in his arms. But he was thinking about something else. His mind was a million miles away. And this hurt me so deeply. This hurt me so badly. Oh, I tell you, this hurt me so. Thank you.